The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource.
Well, hey there. I'm Luke Eller, and you just stumbled upon the Back Porch USA. Why don't you pull on up and pop a squat? We got a little bit to talk about tonight. First off, I would like to thank all of my listeners and fans for making this possible. Without you, I am nothing. With that said, why don't we kick this off with the mythical Squirrel Commander and Tony's Frosted Flakes. In the town of Athens, Oklahoma, the police department performed a fairly routine search warrant on Monday, June 17th, at the residence of a Mickey Polk. During the search, they turned up drug paraphernalia, body armor, and a store of ammunition. And that's just a small list of the suspect materials. But the tip they received beforehand, now that's what the real kick in the nuts was. It would appear as though we have stumbled upon a mythical squirrel sleeper cell, and Mr. Polk could be considered the cell's commander. Before the police executed the search warrant, they were informed of a tweaked-out attack squirrel being held on the premises, and Mr. Polk kept it high with his stash of crystal meth, which was also confiscated at the time of the search. The state's Department of Conservation had the scrappy squirrel released into the wild after police had secured it, which is really kind of fucking worrisome for the city of Athens. I mean, think about it, folks. Now, okay, instead of a fully armed, maniacal man thinking he commands squirrels running around, they locked him up, but they released the true enemy. They put the squirrel back out on the streets. You have a squirrel that is now fiending for meth, that is free running around Athens, Oklahoma, and it's pissed right the fuck off. With that being said, folks, I'm gonna go to commercial break here, which I just so happened to read. I love you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Thanks for hanging in through that short commercial break. I'm Luke Eller. You're back on the Back Porch USA, and we're continuing on with tonight's story of Tony's Frosted Flakes. On the other side of the pond, officers and farmers Bruce Grubb in Peterhead, Scotland, hunkered down in tight for 45 long minutes in a standoff with a tiger. No, folks, Joe Exotic is still locked up. And this tiger, well, let's just put it this way. Grubb, while throwing a housewarming party, thought that his cattle would become frosted flakes for Tony when he saw a big cat with stripes lounging in his cattle shed, and naturally called local authorities for help. Grubb is quoted in stating the first officer on scene refused to get out of the squad car, but eventually the spotlight dimmed and wary officers saw no apparent signs of life from the cat. You know, along with an enlightening moment can come embarrassment. This is such a case when the squad of armed response officers and a very frightened farmer sat there watching a life-sized plush stuffed animal for no good reason. But I tell you what, the striped tales that will be told of this will last for generations to come. That's all I got for you tonight. Stay tuned next week as we continue on in the weird, the odd, the bizarre, the Back Porch USA. Love ya. Eller's out. Catch you on the flip side.
With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.